The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September the 12th. Joining us this morning is the airport dude, Mr. Rogitz. Good morning, Cody.
How are you doing, Brian?
Good, good. And you brought a couple buddies with you, huh?
I did.
Even if she thinks she's not non-speaking, that doesn't mean you can't talk about
it. Yeah, I brought Diana Rios from the county's economic development team and Courtney Goff from out of town. She is with Avelo Airlines, their corporate communications manager. We're excited to have her in town and showing her around Humboldt a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't throw a football, do you?
Not well. I can. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, not well.
I want to ask you about Detroit then. All right. So Cody, you're out there on the island by yourself. You ready?
Here we go.
How did the center of the song? You're not a musician, are you?
No.
So Tin Pan Alley probably means nothing to you.
No.
Good. Well, okay. Why are the people of Oklahoma called Sooners? You got a shot at this one, dude. You could break the streak.
Sooners.
Let's keep piling the pressure on
them.
I just know Oklahoma University. It's Boomer Sooner, but can I phone a friend?
You lose points.
Well, that's all right. I'm over in this game every
ahead,
time
Courtney,
I come here.
It's because of the land run. The Sooners were the ones that crossed over a little bit early to stake out their land. And so the Boomers are the ones that waited until the gun went off, and the Sooners went and staked out a little bit beforehand to get the upper advantage.
Can I bring her with every time?
I'm a Sooner fan, though, so I've got a little cheat sheet.
All right. In the 1800s,
mm-hmm.
when the American West was first opened, the early pioneers were often offered free land east of the Rockies. But to ensure fairness, they could only stake out 40 acres after a race to the region on a specific date and time. Those heading for Oklahoma who jumped the gun and settled on the best land before the official start of the race were cheating and often called Sooners because they arrived sooner than those who obeyed the law.
So you would have been in that Sooner category and I would have been left behind,
you know,
following
I probably
the
would
rules.
Have been the guy that missed the turn and went east. I ended up in like Arkansas or something. But you knew that, so thanks bringing that one up.
Yeah.
Or missed, and the brakes wouldn't have worked, and I would have ended up in California a little earlier than what we did.
And look where we all are today.
Yeah, in this strange little room.
Yes.
Yeah. So why don't you bring folks up to speed, Cody, about Avelo and where we are?
Sure. So we have Courtney here. She's been helping us today and for the last several months set up for bringing the Las Vegas service back to ACV. Avelo started that service well over a year ago. They had to push pause on that because of some challenges in the marketplace. So I'll let Courtney elaborate on that. But we've been working hard with her and the Avelo team to get that service back online and that direct opportunity for flights to Vegas for all of Humboldt. So really exciting to launch that last Friday, September 8th, and that'll be running every Friday and Monday hereafter.
So weekends.
Yes.
And basically, you spend the weekend in Vegas.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Coincidental, huh?
I know, right? So
of course,
someone
if
had a good idea.
Screwed up like I would, I'd probably leave on Monday and come back on Friday and wonder what happened.
Well, you know, you can do both. And then you can go out and see the Hoover Dam or something like that. And you know,
Margaritaville.
Exactly. That too, you know.
Walk
take
down
your
margaritas
the strip, to
the make a left-hand turn, spend the week there, come on back.
There you go.
God bless Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm. Pretty simplistic. So, Cardi, what is the concept behind this kind of a schedule?
So basically at Avelo, our goal is to inspire travel and to let people get to their favorite destinations as seamless as possible. So obviously Vegas is typically a weekend destination. You can go there and see great shows, catch a Raiders game, you know, gamble. There's a little bit of everything going on there. And so weekends are typically the best time to go. But also if you want to go for a week long, go out to Mount Charleston, get out in some of the nature stuff, and then go back to the casinos, whatever works best. But we know that weekends are typically the most highly populated flights. So we wanted to definitely be sure to give that to the people of Humboldt.
One of the challenges locally with tourists and hotel rooms is that we're slammed for about 8 or 10 weeks. And the other 42 weeks, you can fire a gun off and not hurt anybody. My impression with Vegas is that weekends are crazy,
mm-hmm.
but not weekdays.
Well,
is there space for our folks to be able to jump a plane, you know, make a decision, let's say on a Wednesday, get on board, shoot out, and is it overbooked?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Vegas, there are so many different hotel rooms there from every different price level. If you want, you know, the penthouse suite to just something where you can sleep for a few hours between festivities, there's tons of different hotel rooms. And with our prices and with our schedule, we've got really low fares. So if you want to go for a quick trip and less than $100 round trip, you can easily do that. And there will be plenty of spaces for you to stay in Vegas.
Less than $100 for a round trip?
Yeah, we're doing a special promo fare for $39 one way. So for less than $100, you can go to Vegas for the weekend or for the week, or, you know, you can just go and just come back when you want. Yeah. You might just live there now. Who knows?
So Cody said that there were some challenges before.
Right.
From what my understanding is, the entire industry has been dealing with pilot shortage. Can't get them for various reasons, whether it's military or aging out or whatever may happen to be. Was that a contributing factor?
The pilot shortage wasn't the contributing factor for this. Luckily at Avelo, we haven't had to face a lot of the pilot shortage issues just yet. You know, we're always staffing to make sure everything is good to go, and we have really good recruiting team that does that. But the reason that we paused initially was we had a record high fuel costs. And I mean, we saw it at the gas pumps.
Oh, you didn't see the pumps today.
Oh, well.
$6.50 for a gallon of diesel. I don't know what it's like for the commercial.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
I bet it's cheaper in Vegas.
It's a little bit cheaper in Vegas.
It's a transportation of the gallon of the 5 gallon container back home.
Right.
But yeah, we had some record high fuel costs. That combined with the way we had structured our schedule at the time, the plane wasn't based at Vegas. It was coming from Burbank to ACV, then going to Vegas, then coming back in kind of a turn fashion. So just last week, we opened up our Las Vegas base. So the plane that we'll be using for this route is based in Las Vegas. So that way, it'll easily start there, go to ACV, and come right back. So you'll have the reliability and the easiness and not have to worry about the plane coming from another city.
Or San Francisco.
Exactly.
I guess might as well identify it for what it is. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Cody Rogitz and Courtney Goff. Diana's just kind of sitting here. You're not taking pictures and trying to make us look pretty, are you?
I don't have to try. You guys are already beautiful.
I like her.
That's got to be a magical camera you have over there.
Yeah, the old believability factor just kind of plummeted on that one. Cody, as you look at the airport and the needs for the community, obviously more is better.
Mm-hmm.
More is better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is Avelo going to plug one of the gaps, so to speak, with this flight and with whatever plans that you guys may be planning down the road? I would think that there's a huge niche out there for that kind of service.
Yeah, there really is. Avelo is, in their unique brand and the unique product that they offer, they have plugged a lot of holes that we've had here historically, both with the Los Angeles service to Burbank and now bringing Las Vegas back online. The product that they sell, they're not really competing against other airlines. At that price point, it's, you know, you could go out to eat here in Humboldt and spend more on dinner for two people than you could flying round trip to Vegas. And
lunch
so lunch, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or buy, what, 4 gallons of gas, as we were just talking about in the last segment. But no, it's at a point where they're making travel affordable for everyone. And that's not something that we've had historically in Humboldt, and that business model and the customer service that they bring, it's really been a benefit in getting more people to fly local and utilize our airport. So we're very appreciative of that partnership and look forward to continuing to grow that in the future.
So 39 is an entry.
Yeah.
Obviously. What's it going to settle in at roughly?
It'll probably go up maybe $10 or $20 after that. That $39
oh, really?
Fare will be valid through September 21st. So you'll have, I guess it's another week or so to be able to utilize it as you wish. And then the fare will go up probably like $10, $20, just a little bit. But our goal is to maintain affordability and low costs. You know, we don't want to pass along like higher costs to customers just because of it. We want to make sure that the low fares, the convenience factor, and the reliability is what sells you on our service, as well as our great customer experience that we have at the ACV airport.
So does that mean that you have the speakers that you can listen to and understand at ACV?
We try to. We've got a great crew. We've got a great crew here. We have a really good manager that oversees our operations from, you know, checking in bags to boarding you on the plane. So we've been really there's been a lot of really good success with the new team that we have there, and it helps us enable growth and more frequencies and everything.
And Cody understood what I was saying.
Okay, yeah, 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 yeah.
He understood and could hear what I was saying.
We don't have the high-end audible equipment like Brian has here in the studio. But
oh, you don't even have smoke signals. I mean,
we did improve it a couple cards, of years ago. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So would it make sense, I mean, as you're saying, if either there's more frequency or just for this, to fly to Vegas, because that's a hub for so many, you know, everybody flies into Vegas, and then go off to wherever you want to throughout the country rather than trying to work through either L.A. or San Francisco. I mean, the availability there, I could see that as a conduit that would be as popular as doing the weekends.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. At Avelo, all of our flights are nonstop. So if you flew to Vegas and were trying to go somewhere else, I would definitely recommend like bridging a couple hours gap, because you never know what weather is going to take place or anything like that. But we definitely, our goal is to promote the nonstops where you don't have to sit in an airport for a few hours to then connect somewhere else. Like we were talking about with San Francisco, I came up this morning through San Francisco to get here. I sat there for an hour and a half, tried to fight for a seat somewhere, instead of now that we have these flights back to Las Vegas, I can just go sit in my airplane seat and get there in 2 hours or less.
What other communities do you guys service?
We have 45 cities.
All right, never mind.
Across the U.S. I'm going to try. I was like, I can probably give you 35 of them off the top of my head. And there was a couple.
Sacramento was the one I was thinking of specifically.
Yeah, we don't do Sacramento. Up in this area, we have obviously Eureka, Arcata, and then we have Redding. Redding has a nonstop to Hollywood, Burbank, and L.A. So if you're closer to that side, I mean, obviously there, but ACV is where you're going to have your Hollywood, Burbank, and then as well as Las Vegas. And then we got Sonoma, which is still quite a bit of ways from here, but Redding's the closest
Santa
to
Rosa?
Here. Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, because there is a town called Sonoma.
I know, yeah. Okay. Santa Rosa's in Sonoma County.
I don't know if they have an airport, though. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A Nevada perspective, I guess.
There you go.
Brian, we don't want to talk about that airport. Come on.
Is this expansion of service or reinstatement of service, Cody, a stepping stone to more and more and more? Because it's not a big surprise that there's a ton of leakage out of here, whether it's people going to Medford or down to Santa Rosa or driving down to the city or to Sacramento. That's got to drive you crazy, and it's got to be a great opportunity, Courtney, for you guys to at least recognize that there's all this air travel, but right now it's just not being satisfied.
Yeah, for us as an airport, Avelo coming into our market hasn't really impacted United Services. They've continued to grow as well, bringing in some larger aircraft to those hubs in Denver, LAX, and San Francisco. What Avelo's really captured is, from a leakage standpoint, for our region, people that used to drive to the Bay Area and take low-cost carriers. Now we have that low-cost carrier to our two highest demand markets, being that LA region and Vegas. So
really, Vegas is one of the high?
Yeah, yeah. So we do a lot of,
I'm not a gambler, right? I don't even buy lottery tickets. I mean, I waste my money in other ways. But it's intriguing to me that there's that kind of demand that is represented, particularly with all of the gaming casinos that are here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be the shows. It's got to be the neon and all the fun that gets people there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the crab flies. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Meet Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back Talking Shop this morning with Cody Rogitz from ACV. We've agreed that that's what we're going to be calling the airport, right?
It's way easier that way, right?
Three letters, mm-hmm. And it's tough to get them mispronounced.
Well, that's right.
All right. And Courtney Goff from Avello. Cody, you spent a ton of money. I guess literally probably a ton of money.
Yeah.
If they're $1 bills.
Yeah.
A ton of money making things more attractive for Avello and others.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that project work out? I mean, last time we talked, it was pre.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it, we talked about it. I think you and I have been talking about it for well over a year in our different conversations, but we've been working for several years to set this project up. And working closely with our airline partners like Courtney and Avello and others to do it in a way that minimized impacts. But we did close last month from August 14th through the 25th. And when I say closed, we closed the whole ACV airport for that 12-day window. And Avello helped us, identify what would be minimally impactful to their customers, as well as United. And we talked to the Coast Guard and several others ahead of time in getting that schedule put together. When we did that, we took 2 inches off the 30-plus-year-old runway surface, milling that out of there, and then adding 6 inches of fresh new asphalt. What that means for Avello and United and others is that we should not have to close the airport in that fashion for another at least 15 or 20 years because that new asphalt, that new runway should last and keep things safe for operations like Avello's moving forward. And while we're talking about it, I do just want to highlight, we went out to bid for this and followed all the proper requirements in doing so. Ended up with the lowest bidder being Mercer Fraser, a local company that employs well over 200 people. We were really proud as a county-owned airport to have a local private company doing that work. 12 days is a very, very short window to put down nearly 40,000 tons of asphalt. And Cody King, Danny King, the crew leading those efforts out there, at times we're working over 24-hour days to get that done in such a tight window, and we really appreciate all of their hard work and that local workforce helping us get this done.
Okay. That sounds like you got grades in school that were like a 4.2. How do you work more than 24 hours in a day?
Well, sorry. Yeah, 4.2, 2.4. No. No, they were working over 24-hour days. Sorry. The their longest one was about a 28-hour straight stretch where they ran into a couple hiccups, but stayed out there for that 28-hour straight just to get the production done that they needed to allow us to get open back on time for Courtney and Avello to get back to work, getting people to and from Burbank and now again to and from Las Vegas. So we very
I
much
knew
appreciate
you were
that.
Ask that question too, Courtney. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
What does the condition of the airport, the whole facility, mm-hmm. is that an influencer on whether or not you guys choose to fly or to stay or the number of flights?
Oh, it's definitely a factor. We want to make sure that the airport is very well kept. If the runways are run down a little bit where it could impact you on landing, where if it's not paved correctly, then that grip that the plane gets when it lands isn't there, it could be a safety issue. So we look for really great operations and really great leaders like Cody in the airport to make sure that their facilities are in good shape, that the terminals have, you know, food, beverage, good bathrooms, seating areas, because while we know, you know, we love our airport here, but we know you want to get to your destination on the aircraft, but you need to have a good experience there and, you know, have good facilities and have your safety measures in place so that we can do it. And of course, parking. Good parking. Parking is a big one too, because you don't want to pay to park very much. You don't want to pay very much to park. And when you can have a good facility, it works really great.
Okay, buddy, step up.
Yep, that's the next challenge we're tackling. We're working on getting the funding finalized for working on the parking lot later this year and into 2024. So, of course, we'll be working with Courtney and team as we make those upgrades. But it's going to be really, really exciting to get that next phase of big time construction done, big time improvements done up there at ACV. As Courtney was saying, to make that customer service experience better from the point you arrive at the airport until you get to Vegas and, of course, on that return trip back home from start to finish, having fun and a positive time.
You know, when you said 2024, immediately I was thinking 24 hours.
Wait
a minute, looked at the calendar. Okay, I'm all right.
I know where it's closer than we think to 2024.
He's going to remind me of this after you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
This could be good for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It'll be a good bit.
Yeah.
Emails will start coming in from mm-hmm. Nevada.
Yep.
Uh-huh. How do you determine the size of the airplane that comes in? Obviously, there's a capacity issue. Mm-hmm. But is it better, easier for the airline to have more flights or less flights, bigger airplane?
Well, we have a single fleet aircraft. So we do Boeing next generation 737 planes. We have a mix of 700s and 800s. So your 700s are going to fit about 150 people. The 800s are going to be about 180. So for the Vegas route specifically, it'll be a 700. And I believe Burbank kind of varies back and forth based on seasonality if it's a 700, 800. But if you can fit more people on a plane, it's less fuel. It's being able to accommodate a lot of people at one time. So you're not having to go down, back on 50-seaters, which, of course, is noise to the area. It's more fuel. You're crammed tight. So when you can fly the big planes with 150 seats in it, it's a better experience for the customer. And it also gives us more time so that we can add new routes. So if we had only a couple of planes that sit 50 people, that wouldn't enable us to, you know, add another route, like add this Vegas route. But when we have these big planes where we can fit people on there and take up less of that plane usage time, it enables us to add more frequencies, add new routes, and expand faster.
I suppose the question that both of you guys will regularly get is, why not three? If you got two, why not three? Mm-hmm. Is it just a market demand, or is it a capacity issue for the airline?
Yeah, well, we're still, I guess you would say, a new airline. We started flying in April of 2021. So we're, I guess, just over 2.5 years old right now. But I want to remind everyone, we've flown over 25,000 flights, over 3 million customers. We have really great experience there. But we're still growing our aircraft fleet. So we have 16 planes right now. As we continue to get that 17th plane, flux schedules out a little bit more, that'll enable potential new routes, or around the holidays we're adding a third route before and after, like the Christmas holidays. So if you're wanting to go to Vegas or you have family and friends that are in the area and want to come up around the holidays, we've tried to sprinkle in some extra flights other than the 2 days a week.
We fixate on our end.
Mm-hmm.
But I, as somebody had talked about when there was another carrier to Phoenix, it's not us going to Phoenix. it's Phoenix coming here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is, with the Vegas flight, are you looking at both ends? Are you looking at our end? Are you looking at their end? How do you determine whether or not this thing is successful?
So a good chunk of the demand will obviously be from this area to Las Vegas. So that's what we're looking at first. But we also know, and from someone that lived in Vegas for a while, Vegas has a lot of really great features, but it doesn't have the trees, the redwoods, and the greenery that
we
have
here. You don't
have
an ocean as far as
I can
tell.
No, and not an ocean either. It is 50 shades of brown in Las Vegas with a couple of neon lights. And so as someone that lived there, you want to get out. You want to see the nature. You want to see the ocean. And so it also, especially in those hot summer times when you're 120 degrees down there, people in Las Vegas want to escape and get some water, get some fresh air, get some greenery. So while we know most of the demand will be to Vegas, we're definitely seeing that there's a little bit of demand that's coming back as well.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:44. We'll be back with more from Courtney and Cody.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Cody Rogitz and Courtney Goff. Courtney's from Avello. Cody's from parts unknown. All right, the airport.
Yeah.
So what does Diana do? If she's not going to talk about, she's not going to participate and talk herself, let's talk about her.
Okay. All right. Should we talk kindly about her or not so kindly?
She's between you and the door, man.
Well, that answers that. No, Diana Rios has been with the county for approximately 2 years now, working with the economic development team. Scott Adair, who leads that team, him and I have worked very closely together. We've been with the county about 5 years each now. But when Scott brought Diana onto his team, we saw an opportunity to make our relationship and our partnership even tighter with Diana's expertise that she brought to the table. And just the energy that she brought in, we created Project SOAR, which is Sourcing Opportunities for Aviation Revenue. Scott's pretty creative in his acronym creation, too, amongst other things. But, yeah, with Project SOAR, Diana's been helping us for the majority of the last 2 years on air service development efforts. So she's worked really hard to help us bring this Vegas flight back. Brian's sending
gotcha.
Me secret notes in the studio.
Yeah.
Here.
No, just a different spelling of SOAR. That's
yes,
all.
Yes, uh-huh. But no, amongst the air service development efforts, Diana's also helped us get the Grind Cafe established there in the ACV terminal. She's helped us with Lyft, getting them set up. She's working on Uber right now. All the screens that you see throughout the terminal, just helping us modernize that experience. And advertising opportunities for different entities here in our community on those screens. So she's done a lot of great things and continues to do so. And we probably wouldn't have Courtney here today joining us for this conversation without all the work that Diana's put into this. So,
so she was the chauffeur?
She's the driver, man. I'm just along for the ride.
We're going to drive his big truck.
Yeah, he's riding the truck.
So Courtney, okay, your first time?
No, I was here actually when we launched Vegas the last time. So because we had to shorten it, I said, well, I've got to have a do-over and we're going to keep it for a while. So I flew in this morning and we've been driving around seeing all the sites and visiting
That's
with all of our friends
here. I was
going
to ask about the impressions of the mm-hmm. area for somebody who's from out of the area.
Oh, absolutely.
But has experienced an awful lot of communities.
Mm-hmm.
What is your takeaway from our area?
I love this area. I think it is so, it's kind of like a hidden gem because you've got the beautiful waterways, you've got all of the redwoods and the trees. We were just talking about the skywalk bridges, just where you can have a good sense of outdoor, and the weather is nice. Like, it's nice and cool right now. It's not crazy hot, even though We're kind of like in the summer, early fall right now. But it's a beautiful city where there's so much character, and the downtown Eureka we were in earlier, just all the different like local establishments. It's a really unique city. It's one of my favorite ones to come and visit. I always try to get up here as often as I can. But like I said, we have 45 cities. But I know between knowing Cody and Diana for so long, we're already trying to plan a trip to come back up here next time so we can hang out and dig a little deeper into the community.
Maybe get lunch during lunch.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get them to feed me. So that's the next stop.
It'll be so much more convenient when we have that direct flight from Vegas.
Exactly. You have to expand that budget just a wee little bit, guys. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Always.
At least a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not one of those things in the cart that they push down the aisle.
No. Not the tiny bag of peanuts.
So what's the next coolest, greatest thing that's coming down the pipeline, either for Avello or for the airport?
She can go first.
Well, for Avello, the newest thing is our Vegas base opening, which enables this route. We opened it up last week, and it enables us to really fly this route and fly it effectively. Like I said before, the plane was coming from Burbank and doing kind of a turn. This enables us to use that plane and maybe use a turn for a different city for this area. It also allows the crew members that are flying the Las Vegas routes, they're locals. So if you want a tip for, tell me something that, you know, locals would know that would be beneficial, you can ask for tips and
wouldn't
tricks.
Wouldn't that be cool over the intercom?
Yeah. We've done trivia before.
Have the stewardesses,
Ask,
did anybody have any questions about Vegas and have...
We have several of them that'll do like top five fun facts, and a lot of our customers that'll be like,
Where's Pawn Stars?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, Pawn Stars, the Cake Boss, all the kitschy stuff. But they can tell you like kind of the hidden gems, or you know, maybe the loosest slots or the best places for happy hours that you wouldn't expect. So lots of opportunities to kind of get a sneak peek.
If the pilots know where the drinking establishments are,
well, they're not
that
talking.
Might not be.
I'm talking to the flight attendants. The pilots are going to be busy making sure you're safe and sound to get to Las Vegas. But our flight attendants are super friendly and will answer any questions you have.
Nice cover.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
See everybody tomorrow.
This presentation of Talk Shop was recorded at a previous time for playback today.